welcome to Smoking and Joking with your host, the most fly, Corbin Spell with a Y. Now, hi, y'all. Episode 4, take 3. Take 3.
Hey, we having technical difficulties over here today.
First mic ain't on. The second my boss called me, damn.
Dude, but what a journey so far.
Yeah, no shit. But it's like, as I was telling Dunk, as soon as I got, damn, the joint's almost gone too.
Fuck yeah, dude. We got plenty more.
As I was telling Dunk, as I got back in here, I'm like, damn, dude, he fucking loves me now. The dude who gives me my work, because I just told him that I was trying to leave town next week for a week. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. I want to teach you how to start laying wood, like actually laying wood. Because I do scenes. It's a whole thing. I ain't going to get into it because half y'all ain't going to understand it. But I'm actually going to start laying wood now. And he wants me to learn that shit because it's better in the long run. So he's looking out.
I lay wood LLC
to the top.
To the motherfucking top.
The main sponsor of Smoking and Joking, putting engagement rings in my ears, son. Shit. And you know, I posted that on my story, and probably people were hating on it. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of conceited.
Oh, 100%.
But I didn't mean it as that. I'm just trying to put the relative size.
Well, you kind of
in perspective, and I'm kind of flexing.
You kind of meant that way.
Yeah.
You don't just put somebody's engagement ring in their fucking ear and not have something to say about it.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know?
But
sometimes you just gotta let motherfuckers know.
Yeah. I 100% agree with that. Especially climbing up to where you're at.
Yeah, we should be exclusive about a sponsorship.
That would actually be pretty cool. Eventually, like, get like 500 listens or something, pull up to them and be like, look. Just go ahead and throw a little sponsor.
Hey, man, first and foremost, if you fuck with the podcast, share this shit with all your friends, your family, your moms, your dads, your grandmoms, your grandpops, cousins.
Yeah, we even got listeners 60 plus.
Come on.
That's what the analytics say.
Smoke and joke is for the people. We don't care if you 18 or if you AD.
It's a
pull up.
It's a mindset.
Catch a vibe.
Get you right. But this reminds me of back whenever I was in college, one of my homies hit me up, one of my roommates, and he was like, when's the next pod dropping this and that? It reminds me of whenever we used to do that in college. Back whenever I was in college, we used to literally post up one of our phones and record us like hotboxing the whip. We used to call it the CC box, Cloud County box.
Bro, it's funny because we used to do some shit like that back in college too. When I was living with three of my homies, we had like a nice ass basement, had some lights, good sound system, couches, and we would go down in the basement and we would just chief like crazy. But this was back in the day when we weren't smoking like bongs.
Yeah,
we were smoking gravity bongs.
I never really was.
I was making them shits out of smart waters and fucking milk jugs.
I'm sure I know half of you guys can relate to that shit.
Hey, tell me, let me know, y'all. You remember trying to find that little 10 millimeter fucking
bitch? Yeah, I was about to ask you.
Up everybody and their motherfucking family trying to get a little bit for the bowl.
I was about to ask, do you remember the size of fucking socket?
10 millimeter, baby. What's up?
Whenever I used to do that in high school, I fucking used to get the biggest socket, son. I wanted that cannonball.
Trying to touch God.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
No, but we would just chief heavily, and then
would you record it and shit too?
So we would go upstairs making up the munchies, and somebody would set their phone up, and we called them kitchen combos.
Oh yeah, that's pretty dope.
we call them kitchen combos, and it was just us just on the most
back
whenever, stoner bullshit.
Back when you could get faded.
Talking about everything under the sun, just dumb shit.
But so yesterday, my mom called me, you know, we're just chopping it up, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, we're all laughing, da da da, all of a sudden, boom! And then she's all saying, like, help! Oh my God, call 911. I'm on the phone, son. She's in Wichita driving. I don't even know where. We're just talking about whatever. And then all that shit's going on. Oh, I'm sitting here on the phone, stuck.
Really?
I thought I listened to my mom die.
Oh my God, bro. That has to be terrifying.
In my mindset, what it sounded like is like she was going through a light and somebody ran a red and just T-boned her. That's what my mind was imagining.
That's my biggest fucking
like
fear.
She was on this side. Yeah. Because everybody runs reds.
Motherfuckers
here.
Are running red lights and are bad fucking drivers here, yo.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Huh? Yeah, go
ahead. Why does Denver have the worst drivers on the fucking planet?
Dude, because everybody.
Can you explain that to me?
Everybody's stoned.
It can't be, bro.
Dude.
I catch the fade before I hop in that whip.
Dude,
I'm mobbing, bro.
I will literally be stuck on the highway and look to next to me and see people literally lighting bowls like pipes.
Yeah.
Lighting pipes.
Shit, they might be
crazy.
Smoking crack.
I literally saw whenever I went downtown to eat with like Nick's mom, Nick's parents, and Tevin's parents, and like a little dinner we went to.
Yeah.
As I was driving there, someone was like the chick in the passenger seat was like nodding off, like passed out. The dude driving was driving with his knee and roasting a fucking meth pipe, son. Straight meth. No tints on the windows or anything.
You know what's crazy? I was downtown one night and saw somebody giving themselves a fucking vaccination, dude. He was tucked off the side of the building getting vaccinated.
No, I don't think that was fucking Moderna.
What was it?
I think that was some black tar. Some real deal. Yeah, black tar, son.
Bro, people here are wild.
Yeah, no shit. But
people don't give a fuck.
Fuck, where was I at? Oh, yeah. So I thought I listened to my mom fucking die on the phone.
Dude, so what ended up happening?
So I hang up. Oh, yeah. Let me show you the picture. So I hang up and call my dad. I'm like, hey, I don't talk to my dad ever. Call him. I call him. I'm like,
oh,
hey.
Oh, my God. Thank God she was in the Denali.
Yeah, that big bitch.
Thank God she was in the Denali.
So I call my dad. I'm like, hey, mom just got in the wreck. We're on a phone. I don't know what happened. And he's like, oh, shit, okay. So we went and got that situated. So I come back in here and I tell you guys. I'm like, I was on the phone with my mom. She just got in a wreck. And you guys are like, holy fuck. And so I was just sitting there for like an hour, like going through it, not knowing. And then my sister calls me. She's right. Like, what happened? I'm like, what do you think? How the fuck would I know what happened?
You were pissed.
Yeah, I was.
Well, you were pissed when she called you.
I was late. I just listened to my mom die, and she's trying to ask me what happened. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, bro, you were mad nonchalant for thinking your mom was dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were mad nonchalant about it for thinking your mom was dead, bro. I thought it may have just been a little fender bender or something.
Oh, nope. Dude, I wasn't reacting like she was dead.
Nah, fam.
Nah, dude, man. I'm just an emotionalist savage. What can I say? You know what I identify as?
Demon semen.
You know what I identify as? A fucking savage. FKN/SVG. Fucking savage. That's what I identify as. But, so hold on, let me hit this bone. So, I hang up on my stupid ass sister. Eventually, my mom texts me. She goes, I'm okay. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, 1,000-pound gorilla just got off my back. And then she's like, sorry. And I'm like, why are you saying sorry? I'm like, that's like, good thing you're okay. Like,
yeah,
I literally thought you got T-boned. And she was like, I'm just sorry that you had to hear that shit. And I was like, dude, imagine if she would have died or would have been like super fucked up.
Dude.
How traumatizing would that shit be?
Yeah, bro. You heard, you hear that
heard
shit happen.
Heard it.
Oh, that's scary.
Even like, I would have heard like her last words. Even.
That's fucking scary, dude.
But so
that's
they end
that,
up.
That's that.
That Jesus,
that's that Jesus
piece
looking out for you.
So my dad ends up calling me and telling me that like some truck ended up like veering into her lane, like turning into like something. I don't really understand it, but they ended up going like almost head to head.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Let me show you the picture of, cause it even shows like it was a Tundra. So even his was a truck.
Oh dude, so, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
She's going to be sore.
Yeah. My dad said she had like airbag burns and like scratches on her wrist and like bruises on her shoulder. Yeah. So she's probably just going to be kicking it the next couple of days, but that shit was so crazy.
Dude, I have never been in a accident with another vehicle.
That's bad like that or
No,
at all.
at all.
Yeah, I haven't either. Someone hit the back of me.
Knock on fucking
Oh
wood.
fuck, I remember my truck. That dude tried to run when he hit me in my truck last year, and I had to chase
Oh,
him down in my truck.
yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was the craziest shit. I hopped out the truck with my Glock out.
Yeah, you were ready.
Yeah, dude, I
That
was
motherfucker
so
really tried to peel
pissed,
off on you.
bro. If
He
he
hit you
didn't,
bad, too.
yeah, fucking about took off my whole side of the goddamn truck.
That happened to Tev one time when we came up to Lakewood. Somebody was, he had his shit parked on the side of the road out front of Nick's
Oh,
parents.
yeah, and
And
someone hit
somebody
that
hit him
shit.
head on and
Yep.
completely like busted his axle. Dude, it had to stay up here for a month.
Yeah, I remember that
Like a
shit.
month before he could come back out and get it. It was ridiculous. That's
God.
what I'm saying. Just fucking loops back, bro. People are bad
No
fucking drivers, bro.
shit.
And I don't know why.
And half the time, whenever the highway is backed up and you get up there, it's not even a wreck. It's like people just not driving.
Dude, when I went to drop the homie off last night,
Oh yeah, well, did you even come over? No shit, I was
yeah, he
asleep
was here for
already.
like cool 2 hours.
What?
Yeah, your ass goes to bed at 8:30, 8:45 on the weekends. Like, of course you missed it.
That's kind of it. Is some dude you like game glitch or something like that?
Yeah, bro,
But
that's
yeah,
the
go ahead.
homie.
Oh
That's
yeah.
the homie.
But go ahead.
But like last night I saw three wrecks, all separate. We saw one when we were going up to get him, and then saw one on the way back from getting him. It was gnarly. Them dude straight up put his Tundra into the fucking median wall. Like big concrete wall,
Damn.
just smashed it up.
How the fuck does that happen?
Drunk?
Without, oh yeah, maybe.
Probably. I just assume everybody who gets in an accident is drunk because how fucking dumb can you
Well, I'm gonna
be?
tell you this because you haven't been here in a winter yet. It doesn't get better when the winter's here.
I give a
It
fuck.
gets dog
You think I
shit
give a fuck?
about people how they drive.
They can go off onto the sidewalks. I don't give a shit. Let them bust their axles up. Let them kill their tires. Do all that shit. That ain't for me. I'll
Dog.
pull them out if they need pulled out.
Nah, hell no. You'll help people
Psych!
out. I'm stopping. I'm going sucks. Knocking on
Bruh.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no shit.
never been in a fucking accident with another vehicle.
Or ditched up in the snow.
Nope, never got in an accident in the snow either, dude.
Yeah, me neither.
I like the elements. I
I'm not
like
bad
driving
with
in
them. It's
snow.
stressful,
I like
but
driving in
I
snow. That
don't.
shit's fun to me.
Last year, dude, like after our blizzard, it was so fucking. Whenever I was going to work, it was literally so high. It was like half my tire on my truck. Literally like 12
But it's just
inches.
powder snow
No,
here.
it ain't. Not like after day four of it still being there.
That shit's powder, bro. Just
Straight
regular ass
ice.
snow here.
Dude, what?
Regular ass snow.
You're gonna fucking jinx the shit out of us. We're gonna have the harshest winter.
I fucking hope so, dude. I want 16 feet of snow.
You're insane.
I want to be up snowboarding every fucking weekend.
That'll piss me off.
That's on you. That's
We
between you and God.
got
That ain't my problem.
a lot of problems, me and
You been
God.
snowboarding?
Yeah.
How many
Yeah,
times?
I only
Once?
went one time, yeah, last year. It was
Bust your
so ass.
ass?
Oh,
Sore as a
boy.
motherfucker,
Oh, for weeks.
huh? Weeks.
Seemed like it.
Shit, you're in the gym now, though. You might be all right.
Oh yeah, no
Your
shit.
body's a little stronger now.
But
Bro, I'll take you up this fucking winter.
yeah, I got a homie who wants to come up too. He's coming up to
Let him, bro. The
snowboard.
board's
Yeah.
in the fucking closet
Yeah, I
right
might just
there.
need to get some gear because I don't want to rent again.
Dude, I'm telling you, Facebook fucking marketplace for your snowboarding gear. You can get that
Yeah.
shit for so cheap. And people literally practically just give shit away here.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like, they'll sell you a Burton for $100 complete. That's a fucking $500 snowboard, $700 snowboard.
Yeah, that
These
shit's
motherfuckers
fun
are
though.
crazy.
Once you figure it out, like what you need to do with your fucking feet.
It's a blast.
Yeah, Tevin's gonna be eating shit
Oh, dude, it's gonna be
bad.
so funny. We're making that motherfucker wear an ankle brace.
You'll have
I'm
to.
not
I
dealing with
felt
his
like
ankle.
I almost tore my ACL like every time I fall.
You're just falling wrong.
Because, like, whenever I fall, like, the board gets all wrapped up and I'm rolling.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not how you want to
like,
fall.
Like, I felt like I was like, oh, one more inch and my ACL right is
lift cold. Them fucking feet up and slide on your ass and dig your fucking heels in.
God.
We ain't letting you tear no ACLs. My sister tore ACL skiing.
Yeah, dude, a lot of people get fucked up.
My fucking uncle tore his ACL skiing and he's like 50. He did that shit like last year. Bruh, motherfuckers, take care of your bodies so you don't blow your shit out at 50.
Yeah.
Hey, to my 60-plus viewers that we got, the 60-year-old viewers that we got, how you keep your body right? Like, let me know.
Whoever it is.
Like, if your body's good, how'd you do it? You eating right? You working out? What you doing? You stretching? You do yoga?
Yeah, let us know.
Fuck with yoga?
Oh, yeah, I used to do it a lot in Wichita, but... Dude, I just wish I could touch my toes.
Bro, it's unbelievable how unflexible you are.
I can't, like, not get flexible. How do you get flexible?
Stretch.
Yeah, I've been stretching my whole life.
I'm saying stretch. Not this, like, warm your muscles up stretch. I mean stretch your shit out.
Like, it's going to hurt type.
Yeah, like, it ain't going to feel good.
I just want to be able to just whip my leg out there and kick someone in the fucking ear.
It's crazy you played soccer and you can't, like, kick high.
Well, like, you only, like, go, like, right here.
You don't kick from the side ever?
Yeah, but that's different. That's, like, your hip flexor stretchability.
It's a lot of things. Your hip, your core, your back.
Well, I mean, plus, like, I would jump, too, and, like, lay on my side because it looks better and looks cooler and you get more power that way. I feel like. Well, I mean... Sometimes I'd, like, kick my leg up there, like, to get a ball.
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be like a zing, like an electric down my leg. But, I mean, I wouldn't, like, tear a muscle or anything. Rarely.
That's scary, dog. You got to get more flexible for real.
Yeah, no shit. Well.
Dog, I haven't done shit in years.
Yeah, you better
get And I'm on, flexible man. As a motherfucker.
Really?
Motherfucker. I can palm this fucking ground straight up.
It's hilarious.
Unbelievable.
I wish. I'm just going to have to start tying bricks to my legs.
We're going to start. We need to get some ankle weights or something. You need to build those things. Little fucking toothpicks you walk on.
What?
Your fucking legs.
What are you talking about?
You need to get some fucking legs on you, bro.
Whatever. Tell that to fucking T-Bone Tail.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Believe me. I have. I told that man he needed 66 new ankles.
Dude, I squat every day. I go to the gym and I run to the gym.
Are you squatting double body weight?
No, but
that's how you grow your calves. It's double body weight.
Dude, my calves is fat, boy. Mine is bigger than yours, son.
Bro, your legs are not bigger than mine in any way, calves. Any way, shape, or form, bro.
Look at that horseshoe, dog.
Bro, yeah, sure. Savage. Yours looks different than mine.
Looks like a straight fucking, like, what's his name? And Arnold Schwarzenegger and fucking Mr. Olympia. That's what these shits look like right now.
Fuck, bro. Shit's built like a chicken drumstick.
Dude, I'm so happy Jeff was cool. I'm so happy he's cool now.
Yeah, I heard he's an asshole.
Jeff is the biggest asshole of all ass. You guys think I'm bad. People think bad.
No, dude. My dad's fucking business partner is definitely up there with some of the worst people to walk the face of the earth.
Literally, I'm scared of nobody. When Jeff calls me, you heard whenever he called me, like, said, fuck, oh, Jeff, shit, Jeff called me. Yeah, because, like, I just get, like, a lump in my throat. I could wait.
What's this motherfucker gonna say today?
Dude, I think it's because, like, whenever I moved here and I was working with him, he was so hard and, like, demanding. And I worked with him for, like, a month straight at 4 a.m. to wherever and just being a straight bitch, whatever he says, getting yelled at. And I was like, I just moved to Denver, so I'm just gonna take this shit because he signed in my checks.
I cannot.
there's nothing for me to go back to. What was I gonna do? I had to take it.
What were you doing in Kansas?
I was building airplanes, but I got laid off because of COVID.
Yeah, you were building airplanes. You have a fucking set of skills.
You think I'd be able to apply to, like, now with my experience, I'd be able to get like a factory job anywhere, basically?
Yeah, easily. Building airplanes, that's a fucking precise.
Yeah, I was like aircraft structure mechanic.
Yeah, that's a precise vehicle.
And the crazy thing,
like,
about
everything
that,
is
like,
perfect on those things.
Even with like this flooring stuff, when I first started, I knew nothing. When I started that airplane shit, I knew nothing. Honestly, now I probably couldn't even do half the job because I don't even remember it because it's been so long. But
it'd take you one day to relearn.
No shit.
Once you saw everything again, dude, you'd be like, I remember this shit.
I was literally working like, I wouldn't work under a 50-hour week. That's like, what I'm saying. Always going in on overtime. Sometimes I'd be less than 70-hour weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, I don't put up with shit like that.
I had to, dude.
Like, my boss now is a fucking psycho, dude.
Oh,
he's such an egomaniac.
Is that why you fucking show up 20 minutes late?
I told him I was almost there, bro. We only live 20 minutes away. I was almost there.
He didn't even leave. And he was saying his boss called and he said he was almost there. And he came downstairs and was fucking laughing with us.
God. Bruh, he just hires chicks. So I think he just wants to fuck. Like, he's married and has like 3 kids, bro. And he just wants to fuck.
Well, isn't that like half the managers in a fucking weak ass food industry? They hate their life.
Dude, I don't know, man. He makes good money. He should fuck off. Oh, yeah, dude. GMs of restaurants usually pull like anywhere from 65 to my boss at when I was in Kearney working at Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
She was making 95.
Damn. For just being a manager at Red Lobster?
She's like the general manager. She's the manager of that building. That is her restaurant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, she runs that restaurant. He runs this restaurant.
So how do you even, like, work up to that? Did she, like, buy the restaurant?
Or no, you just go in, like, a corporate restaurant. You just go from, like, serving, cooking, whatever, to doing, like...
Eddie texts me, I ain't never done shrooms, but I'm down. He listened to the last podcast.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I just talked about how you didn't want to do shrooms at the haunted house.
But no!
Yeah, dude, calling you
but a yes. You just work your way up through it. At like corporate restaurants, you do, if you want to do like, say you want to be like the GM of a Chick-fil-A,
uh-huh.
You have to buy a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy about that? Uh-huh. If you want to buy a Chick-fil-A,
it's only like 10K.
No. And you're never allowed to do any other business ventures while you run that Chick-fil-A.
So you can't like own like a rental home or anything?
Nope.
What?
Nope. They make you 100% invested in the company.
Oh, you can't even. I can't even work for my company.
Nope.
What? Nope.
If you want to own a Chick-fil-A, you cannot work for Islay Wood LLC.
I did not know that.
It's fucking crazy because they want your full focus on the store, and because I mean, think about how much work a fucking running a Chick-fil-A would be. Think about the Chick-fil-A we go to.
It's busy all the time.
Every single hour of every single day, it's double lined up.
I waited 40 minutes one time. Literally last week.
And if they're pumping out that much food every day, bro, they have to be getting orders like a motherfucker. Their GMs have to stay on top of that shit.
Yeah. Refresh on their stock.
Because think about it. Have you ever been to Chick-fil-A and they're out of something?
Huh?
Me either.
No, I really don't think so.
No.
And I've been there a shit ton of times.
I've been there hundreds and hundreds of times.
I heard they make like a quarter mil a year. If you invest in building a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I bet they make more than that.
Up to quarter mil and more.
I bet you make way more than that.
Yeah.
Especially that one on 120th.
Yeah.
That one on Federal.
With Chick-fil-A, all that matters is location because people are going to eat that shit. All that matters is location.
There's one on 120th and one on Federal.
Yeah.
I stopped and grabbed Chick-fil-A after hitting up Exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic. Dude, the half lemonade, half Sprite is the go-to.
I still haven't tried it.
Oh, my God. It's next level.
Bro, but fuck you for wanting me to do shrooms at a fucking haunted house. Fuck you.
Eddie's down.
I don't
give. Why? It's all of us.
Bro.
Don't draw the burnt match. Don't draw the burnt match.
What are you talking about?
That's all you got to do. Kayshawn's coming, so there's 5 matches. You have a 1 in 5 chance to eat the shrooms. Don't draw the burnt match. Don't draw the
Wait.
Yeah.
You're trying to burnt match for one person to do shrooms in the haunted house?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Why?
I have the worst luck on planet Earth. It is going to be me, and I'm going to end my life.
Like if they split us up?
Bro. I get pulled away while I'm fucking, I'm floating through space?
Yeah.
No. I'm not here for that. I don't even fuck with haunted houses.
Yeah, dude, that's big lame.
Bro, I have such bad anxiety about them.
Everyone does.
No. You don't understand.
Dude, I'm terrified as shit.
Bro, you don't understand. Fear does not bring me pleasure. Fear is not fun to me, bro.
You just gotta get the blood pumping.
There are certain things that are scary that are fun.
Like?
Dirt biking.
No, not
flying
scary.
Through the air on a fucking four-wheeler.
You'll go skydiving?
Yeah.
We might actually have to do that.
I
asked Tevin the other day and he didn't want to. One of my homies just went, put it on the store. It looks crazy.
Spence just went.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
I'm
that.
So, I want to so bad.
It would be fun.
Dude, I say that now, but when I'm up in that motherfucking plane looking out that bitch, I've never jumped out of a working plane, bro. Shit. Like,
dude.
Some shit just does not seem right about that. Jumping out of a working plane.
Just hoping, putting your life in the hands of a parachute and a man strapped to your back, spooning you on your way down thousands of miles an hour at the Earth.
I don't think I'd have it any other way for my first time.
What do you mean?
I don't think I'd want to solo jump ever.
Why?
That shit would be terrifying. Like, that's on you. Yeah.
That's how I like it. Pressure makes diamonds.
You're right.
So if you can conquer that. It'll
also get you killed.
Well, then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah, you don't
got to
worry about
it.
Whatever's next.
No bills, no nothing. You ain't got to worry about the apocalypse coming in the next 6 months.
Yeah, it's fair.
God, dude, I'm just.
Did you go bungee jumping?
Would I? Yeah. I go cliff jumping and shit.
We went in fucking Table Rock, bro.
You did go. Yeah.
Cliff jumping in Table Rock.
Yeah.
We hit like a fucking 60 footer.
Yeah.
That shit was.
Is it .25? Do you remember? Was there a big 25 blue logo on
it? They didn't have it marked.
Oh. Just somewhere?
Yeah, dude. It was just off the side of the lake on one of the fat ass red faced canyon walls.
Yeah, that was big ass hills.
And there was like, yes, there was a 60 footer and there was a 90 footer. And I was like, ain't no
90.
Dude, it was so fucking high.
30 yards.
Like, I don't know. They said there was a 90 footer, but we never found it.
It's probably back up in the trees.
We did. I only did like 30. Ted did a big one.
Oh, you didn't do the 60?
I was going to, but fuck that, dude. I clapped my nuts on the water. I clapped my nuts on the water and couldn't breathe for like 45 minutes, bro. I was like, I'm
this
good
was,
on this.
This
next
was
one.
The last time you guys went. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they did a fucking big one. I don't know why. Tev was over here throwing gainers and shit off, throwing aerials. I'm like, bro, you don't care about life.
Fucking,
you don't give a fuck about life.
Water can be as hard as concrete.
Yeah, bro. If you hit that shit on your side or anything, that's like hitting the fucking ground.
Oh, like belly flopping
or
something.
Yeah, belly flopping, hitting on like your side, your back, bro. That's like hitting concrete.
Yeah, that shit.
That's so much surface area to just fuck up. Yeah, dude, when I hit, my legs spread out a little bit and it just fucking nutted me, dude.
I'm always scared like something in the leg's gonna come up and eat me, man. I hate that shit, that living things are.
Bro,
in
you
leg.
Really said you wanted to be a fucking, like in the fucking Navy and
well,
you can't swim, bro. How you gonna sit in the ocean?
What do you mean?
Knowing there's sharks there.
Dude, I don't.
If you go into the Navy, like, they'll put you in shark infested water. They don't fuck about you.
That gives me so much anxiety thinking about. Yeah, I probably just God, antagonize the shark so it just goes ahead and eats me up.
Punch you in the fucking nose, dude.
They start splashing.
You know,
around.
If you flip one of them over, they go into a fucking sleep.
Yeah.
If you roll it.
Yeah. If you, like, fuck with their nose and twist them. And
dude,
shit,
orcas, you know? Figured that shit out.
What do you mean?
They figured out how to roll sharks over on their fucking stomachs and knock their ass out of the fucking water. Beat the fuck out of them. Eat them up.
Those are the...
Bro, fucking... Yeah, orcas are like apex predator of the world, bro. Like, smart as fuck. They do whatever the fuck they want to whoever the fuck they want. No repercussions.
I'm pretty sure those are the ones that talk to each other, though. Yeah. Right? Those are the ones that can literally communicate with each other.
They're smart, bro. Like dolphins.
Yeah.
But shit, we're about like 30 minutes into this one. I'm probably going to end this one here pretty quick.
Yeah, long episode. What is this for? Episode 4?
I think this is going to be episode 4.
Yeah.
We tossed around this idea of maybe doing a live podcast one of these times over on Twitch. If y'all fuck with that idea, swipe up, let us know. Hit us up, let us know what you think about that idea.
We do
live Q&A's. Just fucking fuck around.
Even if you do got some questions, you guys can hit my fucking Snapchat and ask me a question. I'll bring it up on the pod, but... Yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying
sending some
this
shit in for us, man.
Yeah, but that's episode 4, y'all. I'll try to get back. I don't know. We're keeping this episode all night, so next time.
We'll be back a couple days. Yeah, we'll be back just in keep a couple a, days. Keep a little bit of space between the uploads.
Yep. All right, then, y'all.
Y'all be easy.
Keep it real. Peace.
Peace.